Don't want to spoil your normal TV viewing schedule with political distractions? Don't worry. Aside from the debate, both candidates are appearing on regular shows, too. Daytime TV therapist Dr. Phil says he has sessions scheduled. Mr. Kerry recently turned up on Live with Regis and Kelly and on David Letterman. Tough-minded journalists disdain the slow pace on these shows, but at work on a dissertation about the role of entertainment in presidential campaigns, writer Barbara Osborne says these shows do work for voters.
Take Oprah, for instance. When Oprah interviewed George Bush and Al Gore 4 years ago, political pundits had a field day mocking the queen of talk and what they considered her softball interviews. But critics consistently miss what's interesting in these appearances. In Oprah's focus on the personal, she got closer than the news media to revealing something important. It's something a lot of Americans, really since the first days of the Republic, consider in choosing a president. Voters want to know, who is this guy? In 2000, Oprah asked the candidates questions, personal questions, that they hadn't been asked 1,000 times before, and she forced them off their stump speeches. She gave us fleeting glimpses of an honest-to-God human being responding in ways that appeared, if only for the briefest of moments, unrehearsed and unpremeditated. She tried to call out moments of self-reflection, and in doing so, she provided what would turn out to be a very telling moment with candidate George W. Bush.
Everybody has self-doubts and feels overwhelmed at times. Tell me about one of those specific times, a story in your life.
About what?
Feeling overwhelmed of self-doubt and what you did. Everybody has them.
I'm sure, but you're asking me right here, kind of in a pressure-packed moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should give me a little advanced warning to come up with a moment of self-doubt. Let's see here. I'm sure there was self-doubt when I got shipped off to school going from Texas up east.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being surprised that Bush got tongue-tied, even a little defensive, on that self-doubt question. But earlier this year, while listening to now President Bush at a news conference about Iraq, it came back to me like deja vu.
Thank you, Mr. President. After 9/11, what would your biggest mistake be, would you say, and what lessons have you learned from it?
I wish you'd have given me this written question ahead of time so I could plan for it.
Some were taken aback by that answer. But I and 8.5 million other Oprah viewers already knew that if we were looking for someone strong on self-reflection, Bush wasn't our man. As for whether Al Gore said anything to Oprah that would foreshadow his behavior in the White House, we'll never know. Now, I'm not saying that every moment of Oprah's interviews with Gore and Bush was a revelation. Both candidates knew their audience and predictably tailored their comments for the women out there in TV land.
What gets me going is my family, Tipper, my kids, my grandson, my faith and family in the emotional context of our family.
To uphold the honor of my family and that for my wife and my family.
No, Oprah couldn't muzzle that relentless drumbeat. But my money says you'll hear the same on-message monotony in the first Bush-Kerry debate this week. So as the candidates make their rounds on Letterman, Dr. Phil, maybe even Oprah again, check them out. If you watch closely, in between the jokes and the chatter, you may get a glimpse of something real among the talking points.
Writer and doctoral student Barbara Osborne lives and watches talk shows in Los Angeles.